And I received a wire this week from a congressman friend of mine who wants a copy of my plan to read into congressional record. Now, I feel pretty good about that. That's the highest praise that a humorist can have, is to get your stuff into congressional record. You see, ordinarily, you got to work your way up as a humorist and first get into Congress. And then you work on up into the Senate, and then if your stuff is funny enough, it goes into the congressional record. But for an outsider to get in there as a humorist without having served his apprenticeship in either the House or the Senate, well, I'm not bragging, but by golly, I feel pretty big about it. So some senator read my little article, and anything that a senator reads goes into the record. When this senator read my offering, the other senator said, after all the yielding was all over, and the other senator said, he says, I object to the remarks of a professional joke maker being put into the congressional record. You know, meaning me, see? Taking a dig at me, see? See, they didn't want any outside fella contributing. And, well, he had me wrong. Compared to them, I'm an amateur. And the thing about my jokes is they don't hurt anybody. You can take them or leave them, you know what I mean? But with Congress, every time they make a joke, it's a law. And every time they make a law, it's a joke.